81 or 82, I can't remember which, Brother and Sister Sexton might help me out on that, possibly 82. And we'd already gone through several cities, and we were in this certain town. I can't remember the name of it. It wasn't Hung Chau, wasn't Wuxi, wasn't Nanking. Seemed like it was Hushai or something like that. And we wanted to go into one of the churches, and so they took us into one of the only churches they allowed to exist in that town. In fact, the only church in that town that they allowed to exist. And the pastor was showing us through. Everywhere we went, we had our our guide that went with us all the way, the national guide, who was a communist. And then everywhere locally, we got a local guide. So we had two communist guides everywhere we went, sometimes more. And we went in this brick church, probably almost as big as this one. And we went in and we asked the pastor to read us something out of the Bible. And so he opened the Bible and he said, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation where you're called." Well, when he said that, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord," man, those guys dove for a Bible, because they was going to have to answer for that. They knew that people sometimes speak in coded language to each other. And they knew right off the bat that pastor was trying to tell us that even though he's pastoring a three-self church, he can't help it. He's a prisoner of the Lord. Even though he can't preach the gospel like he'd like to, he can't help it. He's a prisoner of the Lord. Amen. He continued to read, "With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." I'm not going to hold you any time. Just read a little brief comment. "There's one body and one Spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism." Oh, what messages he was sending us there in the depths of China, where they couldn't operate out and open, but where they had to have sometimes two or three services a day to accommodate the people that swarmed into the three-self churches, hoping to get a goodie or a tidbit there in the church, or meet somebody there in the church that they could get something from God. "One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given the grace according to the measure of the faith or the gift of Christ, wherewith he saith, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together, compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, what kind of people are you going to preach to? Amen. What kind of people are you going to minister to? Oh, I'm talking to somebody tonight. If not here, way out yonder. Amen. Somewhere, somebody needs what I'm going to say. Amen. No, the church is not perfect yet. All of it is in various stages of perfection. Therefore, amen, the necessity of the ministry. If the church was already perfected as some would like for it to be, and I would too, but then I wouldn't have any job. No need for a pastor. It's already perfected. No need for apostles. Already perfected. No need for prophets. Already perfect. No need for evangelists, pastors, teachers. Because therefore the perfecting of the saints. Verse 12. For the work of the ministry. Edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. Be careful how you talk about my sheep. Amen. They may not all be perfected yet, but they're my sheep. Better than that, they're the Lord's sheep. They're Christ's sheep. Christ's little flock. Praise God. Oh, yes. They may not always all walk the same, but that's how you tell them apart. You remember the preacher came here that stayed with a shepherd out west while he preached, and they had two sheep in the house, looked just alike, and they gave him a name, and they could tell him apart. I can't tell him apart. How can you tell him apart? He said, you look at this one. He walks a little different than that other. We tell them by the way they walk. Sometimes we tell them by the way they limp. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, they're not perfect yet, but then, amen, no need for the ministry if they were. Hey, if you're looking for a perfect job, forget it. If you're looking for a church that everybody is perfected and nobody, amen, ever errs or nobody ever makes a mistake or nobody ever falls down and has to get up, forget it. Amen. Because God put us here to pick them up. God put us here to encourage them. And did you know that Jesus told us to restore? Paul told us to restore. God put us here actually to restore. Amen. That means go get them. Seek them out. Let God lead you. Touch lives. And bring them back. And restore them. Hallelujah. He joined in the celebration when he kills the fatted calf. Preachers have gone out from here, and there'll be more that'll go out. Amen. Brother Charlie Angott has said, God will give you grace to pastor that church when nobody will understand how you have the grace. Amen. But he said, when you run out of grace, you're probably out of the will of God. As long as you're in the will of God, God will give you grace to feed the flock, to help the weak, to lift up the fallen. Amen. To steady the stumbling and the erring. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I tell you what, We're all prisoners of the Lord. That extent, we can't do nothing without him. We can't go anywhere that he don't go. Amen. We can't do anything he don't tell us to do. And the thing that made Jesus so successful was he said, I can do nothing except my heavenly Father shows me. Amen. Every once in a while you run across somebody right in the church and say, why don't they do this and why don't they do that? And why don't they do something else? It's not they that does it. It's him. It's Jesus. And we wait on God to change men's hearts. We wait on God to lift people up. We wait on the right move of God to put people in the right frame of mind. We wait on the right move of God to give people a faith in their heart to claim the promise. Stand with me tonight. And let's claim the promise for one another. We're all part of the body of Christ. Members in particular. And in this chapter I read to you, amen, in the last analysis, a body ministers to itself. Amen. Whatever member supplies, praise God. Where one may be lacking, the other may be well supplied. And so we pool our resources. We put them together. Hallelujah. Amen. I was reading a couple days ago Borum's chapter on a cuckoo in a robin's nest. I learned something I didn't know, that a cuckoo don't build a nest. He lays his egg in a robin's nest and lets a robin hatch him out. Amen. And the robin hatches out the cuckoo bird. And the cuckoo bird eats more than the robins does. And that robin don't know why this kid of his is such a voracious appetite that he eats more than all the rest of them, and he gets bigger than all the rest of them. And finally at last, that cuckoo outgrows the nest and kicks all the baby robins out and takes over the nest himself. Amen. Little robins dies because a cuckoo took over the robins' nest. Amen. Well, praise God, we're all in the nest together. And I don't know the things that happen in church sometimes that get preachers to take to the wing, you know, and fly for God. Sometimes he has to send forth very extraneous circumstances. He has to pull off the soft lining of the nest. Let them down on the thorns before the young eaglets will finally get so uncomfortable they'll clamber out of the nest and finally get boldness enough to take to the wing. There's some left out here. I wonder if they'd make it or not. But them and God made it just fine. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, let's lay hands on somebody tonight. Lay hands on one another tonight. And let's pray for one another. Pray for these preachers. Pray for the preachers' wives. Pray for the Sunday school teachers, these board members. That God will help them and especially endow them with the wisdom that they need to do the job. To minister to the edification, upbuilding, growth of the body of Christ.